Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. The countdown to kickoff continues. Can't get here soon enough. Although we do have Major League Baseball games going on right now as we speak. I've got some season win totals that I'm beginning to keep my eye on right now. It's that time of the year. It's getting real, man. Kickoff is here. And we got the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart here as well. Dubsy's going to step up and in. We'll get Dubsy's thoughts on Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy launching a tech-infused golf league featuring virtual venues, primetime matches, stadium venues, and more in conjunction with the PGA Tour. Look forward to Cam's thoughts on this as well. We have the FedEx Cup playoffs that continue. Cam, you know what? I've always told people this. What's across the street from a gas station? Another gas station. Competition is good, and you see the live attack on the PGA Tour already has resulted in like hundreds of more millions of dollars being tossed in a PGA pit next year. And now Rory and Tiger. And normally I'm like, whatever with these sort of gimmick things. But this is actually really, really cool. I love what Tiger Woods said, basically. This is extending his career almost. Like, Tiger is very excited about taking golf into the future, Ken. You know, seriously, we can only just, you know what I mean? We have the tradition and Amen Alley. Amen Alley and Amen Corner.
I love that. Hey, Ken, what's that? Amen Alley?
Amen Corner.
Amen Alley. One of my favorites. No, you're right, Brett. They're doing a lot of good. Hey, they got new tournaments, new everything. The PGA Tour, it took a kick in the butt by Liv to get these guys' heads out of their butts. Now they got it. Bigger purses, bigger tournaments, better schedule. They had to do it, buddy. That sometimes they just needed the old kick in the pants, and now they're listening.
This new league will be called the TGL. Will feature 2-hour, 18-hole matches on a virtual golf course. The matches will take place on primetime Monday nights. in a custom-made venue yet to be determined locations. Renderings released Wednesday by the TGL indicate the venues will feature simulators that players will hit longer shots into, along with authentic green areas for chipping and putting. The matches will be played between January and April. Each of the six teams will compete five times during a 15-week schedule. Like, this is a real league. McIlroy and Woods plan to compete in the matches. Woods played in only three tournaments. Who knows where we're going to see Tiger Woods play golf next, right? Says Rory McIlroy. We don't know what his schedule is going to be. We don't know how his body is going to hold up, but we're going to be able to see him showcase his skills on primetime TV without any wear and tear on his body. Like, this is almost tailor-made for Tiger. And think about it, Cam. Bro, you know they're going to go to the crypt in L.A. in the arena and stuff, and Rory's going to be hitting shots and virtual stuff. We're going to be betting on it. This is cool stuff. Modern stuff, Cam. That's what I like about it. It's modern.
It is. It's thinking outside the box, and you said it. It's huge for Tiger Woods for this business venture. Gabe, you saw him. He can't make cuts. He can barely walk anymore. He's definitely not going to win another major, so he's going to have to do some other things. Great move by these guys.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm not just saying this, but I'm excited about Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy's new project in conjunction with the PGA. Now, you know what, Cam? I love crossover stuff. I've always been a fan of, you know what I mean? Like, they played the football game in the NASCAR stadium, taking the NASCAR guys and putting them in the LA stadium, or NASCAR going to the streets of Chicago, just taking things out of their element. And especially, listen, it's 2022 right now. You know, movies like The Matrix and all this stuff, Cam. We need to start. I was complaining about this to a bunch of people at a party the other day. They're in the video game industry. I told them, you guys are lacking. Where's the future blowing my mind stuff? This is what, you know, we need to start seeing. Step into the future. And as Tiger Woods says, embracing technology to create unique environments gives us the ability to move our sport into prime time on a consistent basis alongside many of the other big sporting events. Like, if this is a company, I would invest in this. It's like, you've got Tiger Woods involved. You got the video game sort of modern element to this. And let's not forget, Tiger Woods was an innovator in video games as well, bro. That Tiger Woods golf took it to a whole new level, man.
Sure, like, did. His, everybody
like
played.
Tiger Woods, he loves video games, so him embracing. Look at eSport, Cam. Like, a good example is, who would ever thought, Cam, MGM would build an eSport arena? Like, in Vegas. They're like, no. There's nothing else here. It's an eSport arena. Can't have your concert here. There's no fights. It's an eSport venue, right? Like, that's modern, you know, futuristic thinking. eSports is very already massive, so if you sort of combine, you sort of get this, and, you know, you can have more fun. And especially, too, with technology.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
You know, it's one thing going to, like, I used to go to a golf simulator and I used to play Torrey Pines, hit it into the wall, boom. It's like, you know, the ball, you know, it looked like Torrey Pines, but nowadays,
yeah, it's not the same.
With the technology and stuff, they can say, all right, we put a tee on the moon and it'll actually look like the moon, Cam. Like, they can actually, like, think outside the box. You can do whatever you want. All right, we're playing in space now. We're hitting shots. You got to hit that planet. Bam. All right, you get 10 points for Pluto, 7 points for Venus. Like, you can think outside the box. And, like, we can hit whatever we want.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Coach James Young will join us. We've got Dave Sharapan. Dubsy will join us. I look forward to Dubsy's take on this. See if Dubsy's on board, if he wants to be wants to work on the TGL now. That's what I'm down with. TGL handicapping.
Dubsy's commercial. I was watching the Golf Channel. I think it was Dubsy in the commercial. I got to ask him.
He's doing a shirt, the nice, like, shirt where golf. He swings.
Yeah.
I saw it once.
They've been playing it a bit. Dubsy getting his moment on Golf Channel. But I'll tell you, Gabe, just to your earlier point, I just want to mention one thing, too. The PGA Tour kind of goes through the motions. Even LIV, they have a team event. And I watch European Tour. They have men and women playing on the same course with different just from different tees and different scoring and stuff. They needed to spice it up. The whole problem is they were just going through it and going, hey, if you like golf, we're the only game in town. And now you see what they're doing now. This is good. As I mentioned before, they're waking up and they figured it out. We just can't do what we're doing or we're not going to succeed. People are just going to keep on bolting.
Yeah, it was one thing that Cam will give credit to the LIV Tour, even at their venues. They had the chain smokers play. They had rock music playing during the tournament and stuff. They was
exactly.
Like, they were sort of, now we're looser than the PGA. We want to have fun here, right? That was sort of their thing. But as you stated, you got to step in. Like, golf, Cam, is a big time. Golf, it's a big time betting sport. It's actually big put time. It this way, as you just stated, the PGA, look at their demographic and their sponsors, Rolex, BMW, and Lexus, and all this type of stuff. Yet, what about all the Feinbergs of the world and the Mayos of the world and you, the Ford Cam, the Camrys of the world, right? The Cam Stewarts that drive the Camry, like, you know what I mean? The Corollas of the world. No, but like, like these kids like golf. They're like, I love what Tiger, we're going to get into with Dubsy, but what they're talking about, Tiger's a good businessman, right? So Tiger's talking about how golf's never been in prime time. He goes, we got to get this in prime time. It's going to be on Monday nights in prime time, right after football ends. They're like, this is, you know, I look at it almost like a TV show as much as a golf league camp. I'm like, whoa, this is interesting. They're not just want a one-off. Well, you got 15 events, huh? Like, arenas, stadiums, like they're talking about arenas and football stadiums. It's different concepts. And like I said, the virtualness of this, they can really do, like, you know what I mean? With some smart people, you can really, really do a lot. All right. Last night, Cam, the weekend, we heard the sound check yesterday.
Yeah.
For the record, he did not get started until 12:06 midnight Eastern time, 9:06 local time.
Wow.
He started just when I started my show, and this isn't, I posted a bunch of videos during my show, during the commercial breaks, I'd post a little and stuff. This is him starting, so imagine this isn't even the full just sort of thing. This is what it started, how loud it was, Cam. That's from my balcony.
Wow. He might as well be in your house.
Listen to this. Yeah. No, it's like It's like I'm cranking the weekend in my house. Vancouver!
Wow. That's loud. It's shaking.
Yeah, that's it. That's what out, like when the bass started doom, doom, it started to kick in. Like, yeah, like buildings were shaking. For the record, the guy's good, man. Like, holy crap. Oh, he's really good. Like, I enjoyed the show. I didn't see it. I could hear it. Like, obviously, I heard it like crystal clearly. Dude was fire. He played for 1 hour and 54 minutes. There was actually 6 minutes. He didn't play around. He's a pretty big dramatic guy, right? So it's like, there was he at 9 o'clock, boom, and it was like 6 minutes of just sort of dramatic intro music. And then finally he came out at 9:06. And that's when I started. Boom, I got a little minute of before on my show. And I kept track. I was like, because I figured, listen, it can't go past 11. Like, you can't shake an entire neighborhood and city like this, like in the middle of the night. So yeah, he ended right at 11. He pushed it. He went from 9:04, boom. 10:59 it ended. Like 10:59 and the clock went
curfew
11. I miss the old days when like the old metal bands would stir the pot. We're supposed to end at 11 o'clock, but exactly, union, guys,
another encore. It up.
It's their fault. Exactly. They don't want us to play, but suck it, we'll pay the fine.
Yeah,
you go on. And half the time after you find out, it's not. I've so many times, Cam, I was in a busy, you walk off. It's like, it's not true, bro. Like, they're allowed to play at 11:45 if they want. But it makes them look like rebels. You know what I mean? They told us that we can't go past 11, but we're going to do it. But I did get a kick, Cam. It's funny. I retweeted it because his tour is called After Dawn until Morning or something. And I tweeted back to him. I said, well, it's actually more 9:06 to 11 p.m., but good show.
Exactly.
It's not all night till dawn. It's 9:06. But yeah, it gives you 1 hour and 54 minutes of entertainment. That's my review for the weekend. Very good.
The guy's good. There's no denying it.
Yeah. Like,
he's a good great
musician. One of those dudes, too. Like, it goes fast. Like, you're like, wow, that's a good song. You're like, oh, I didn't know that was him. And then it's one of those.
He can really sing.
And the show, it got heavier as it went on. Like he sort of started off more R&B-ish, and as it went on, it started to turn into a rock show. And by the end, it was like loud and like it had a good crescendo to it. Like, yeah, he knows what he's doing, this guy. I didn't realize he's got 16 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
Some serious numbers there. Sure, Cam, he sold the place out, bro.
Not easy to do. Everywhere.
No, a stadium.
Yes. He's huge. Like, you know, you don't get this. Like, that's the thing. People don't realize.
Drake can't sell out a stadium.
No, I'd actually say The Weeknd, if you look at the stadiums he has sold out, two big ones. This guy goes to California, New York, wherever he goes. Like, I'm saying from people, like, I'm not saying I don't have much of his work, but I know from people, and you're in the music industry, this guy's, like, top of the food chain. Like, he's very.
He is right now. Yeah, no, he is. Like, he's one of the biggest stars. Drake makes money selling songs. He's good at like dropping a song and on iTunes or whatever, it'll, you know what I mean, he's good at that. But if you notice, like, Drake shows, bro, it's a festival. He's got a million other artists with him, so he never, you know what I mean, he's never exposed himself. The Weeknd sold 50,000 tickets by himself, dude. He had his opening act with some DJ we never heard of, Cam. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, Mike Dean. Oh, yeah. He sold a lot of tickets. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
Guys doing high school cafeterias. He's like, thanks, like, Weeknd.
Look, Motley Crue, Poison, Def Leppard, and Joan Jett have not sold this out. I'm getting emails every day. Good tickets available.
Yeah, really?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's like four bands that are like legends. They can't sell out the stadium. Elton John hasn't sold out the stadium yet. The Weeknd did. Like, the dude's like banging, bro. Wow. Yeah. Banging. Upper deck, too. I'm not used to that.
He lost a lot of money because he's doing those commercials for the food delivery service, right? You know, when a guy of his stature has to do commercials.
Never thought you'd see him doing Uber Eats ads, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Thing is, Cam, hey, I don't believe. Like if you really believe, do you really believe that Elton John's over ordering Uber Eats? I don't.
I don't either. That's the whole thing. You have Elton John, but he's not ordering Uber Eats. He just owes a lot of people
like a
money.
Chef.
Yes, of course he does.
No, I don't think sure he owes people money.
Sure, he's ordering French fries.
He's doing well, Cam. Anyway. He just wants more money.
I think he's had some a pending lawsuit.
You've advertised like worse than him. I'm not going to call you out. No, you've dressed up before for money, so you can't call out. You would take anything. So would I. I'll endorse much anything.
When you have bills to pay and you want to dress me up as a piece of hash and run around Toronto, I'll do it. You got to give me at least $500, though.
The camera's a life-size joint one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
So I think.
Yeah, yeah. I was a piece of hash. Yeah. The guy's like, hey, can I smoke you? I'm like, just, hey, Scrovey, where's the money? Because the suit's getting hot.
Do you remember? I forget what it was, but the same company offered me. Remember I told right in front of Cam, I said, you're going to have to pay me a lot more than you're paying him, all right?
Yeah, I know. I accepted. How's the deal? I'm shaking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We're rolling along here. All right, the Rage of Reddit, Cam Stewart. I just want to get to football, Cam. Let's do this thing. I just want to get to some football. I was going to wait for the picture, actually, for Sharapan. We'll put it up. But RIP to Len Dawson, Cam. Dawson, Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs legend. I don't know if Parker is in the house here, but he's obviously a legend in Kansas City. He's a legend everywhere and also part of – one of the most iconic pictures in sports history. This is halftime of Super Bowl I.
Just have a smoke and a beer, bro. I love them.
No, it's a fresca. It's a fresca. It's a fresca.
Oh, it's a fresca. I thought
it's
it was
a fresca.
A beer. I was like,
yeah, it's a fresca.
Smoking a fresca.
I always thought I always remembered it to be a Coca-Cola cap. I was always like, I remember you had the smoke and the Coke, but no, it's a fresca. Yeah, it's a fresca. That's great, a fresca. That's halftime, Cam, of the Super Bowl. Like, you imagine now, like, Sean, Matt Stafford having a dart and a soda at the half.
I love it. That's so good. Those cheap little chairs, too. Oh,
he's got a little folding chair.
I know. It's a folding chair.
It's like he's really pulling on that dart, too. Huh? Look at him.
Oh, no. His lungs are full of smoke. Not oxygen.
That guy is like hitting that like Cheech and Chong. Look at that.
He's hitting that smoke hard.
He's making sure he's getting some tobacco road head rush right there.
Probably smoking on filters, too, Moretti. Yeah, that's Len Dawson. He does it the old school way, for sure. Fresca and unfiltered.
They were getting their ass handed to by the Packers then, Cam.
He needed a smoke.
Super Bowl is ain't going well. Hank Stram was the coach. Thinking this ain't going well, coach. What a pitcher. He passed away. Hell of a quarterback, though. And also sort of ahead of his time. Listen, he was ahead of his time in a lot of different ways. Because, he was a legend. And he played in the first Super Bowls. But he was on HBO. He was one of the first sort of smart football guys, Kim. You know what I mean? Like breaking it down and stuff. Like it used to just sort of be, all right, welcome. You know what I mean? Like HBO sort of was the first that we're going to have smart football shows with analysts and the game tape and X's and O's and all that type of stuff. He was ahead of the curve. Great analysis. Great analyst. And he was a local KC guy for years as well. Purdue Boilermaker. He's a Purdue Boilermaker quarterback. He started the tradition of the great Purdue quarterbacks, Kim.
Yeah. Drew Brees. That's amazing. Hey, Gabe, I'll tell you another thing. Remember at the Super Bowl, we met Sable's brother, very similar to them when you were talking about plays and stuff, and he was breaking it down with us. But guys like that are hard to find. Everyone's like, well, the analytics say that. Like, he was actually taking things and making it relevant when we had him on for the interview. Sable's, was it his brother or cousin from NFL Films when we did those interviews?
No, he wasn't. I don't know if it was his cousin. He was the oldest. He still is the oldest standing NFL employee.
Oh, yeah. Nice guy. Very good.
He was from NFL Films. He worked with the Sables. Yeah, he works in the NFL film department. NFL Films. And, yeah, he's been – no one's been with the NFL longer than that guy. Yeah, that guy was sharp, bro. we had all these players on, Media Row and everything. He had the best Super Bowl breakdown. Oh, the secondary. He was like,
exactly.
Watch the tape.
You bring out everyone. Players like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you know, Rams in a blow. Okay.
Right in the handy. Yeah, exactly. Players are the worst for that Super Bowl. So who do you like?
They really are.
Well, man, you know, I kind of know one of the dudes on the Bengals, man. So, you know.
Yeah.
The guy in the Cowboys. I can't name one Bengal, but I think they'll win.
Yeah, we had some interesting dudes.
He goes, I know. He goes, the quarterback's Joe Burrow. I know that. But he goes, I can't. I don't know. He goes, I don't know any of their players. That's the whole thing. I always tell people, like when you hear handicappers say, Cam, it's a look-ahead spot. Look ahead? The guy doesn't know who they're playing this week. You think they know who they're playing next week? They don't even know who's on the other team. They don't care.
That's a good point.
Remember when Tomlin tripped the guy on the Ravens? You remember that?
I can't believe you actually said, on the sideline trip. Yeah. I guess, what are you doing?
Yeah. So the guy on the Ravens went to the sideline after and he goes, man, he goes, you believe that Thomas guy? He goes, what's his name? That effing Coach Thomas? He goes, the guy tripped me. And someone said Coach to him, Thomas. I think his name's Tomlin. They weren't sure. Like they were mic'd up, the Ravens on the sideline. One of them said, I don't know, man. I think it might be Tomlin or Timlin or something like that. Like, they have no, it's hilarious. Like, they have no, I guarantee you, bro, there's guys on NFL teams. There's no way they could name every guy on their team. No way in hell.
Oh, I agree with that 100%.
No way in hell.
They don't know
if you said name everyone on your team. Yeah, they'd be I don't know. They'd be like, I don't know, the fat white guy with the tattoos. I don't know, that's what I know.
I'm going to say guy, like, most of them would know half or less. They would know the guys on their line. They were playing with a couple defensive players, a couple offensive guys.
No, the guys on defense, they wouldn't know a backup offensive lineman's name. They wouldn't care enough. Unless somehow they ended up at dinner and the same table.
Or they went to the same school or same conference. Yeah. I might have known you from back then. That's about it. Yeah.
It really is funny, man. I told a story, too, about Marwan Hage. He's the captain of Colorado, played on the Ticats. They won the game. He picked up the kicker. And he goes, hey, great kick, Paul. And he turned around, and his buddy said to him, they cut Paul 3 weeks ago. I've been here 3 weeks. He didn't know they cut the kick.
They cut Paul 3 weeks ago, but great kick.
He's like, oh, okay. Like, he didn't notice that they changed kickers.
That is unbelievable. Right. Wow, these guys are in their own world, eh? Holy
they really are. They're told cam, block, tackle. Like, you know what I mean? Just, you know, like I had another guy who played. I asked him, who do you like this week? He goes, Morency, I don't even like football, bro. He goes, I'm just good at it. He goes, like, I don't watch it, okay? Like, you know? He goes, you know more about the league than I do. That's what he told me. He goes, I don't watch any other games, man. He goes, I don't watch our own. Like, he goes, I'm just a fullback. I just block. They tell me to hit someone, I hit someone. Just a job. That's what they all said. Just a job, bro. All right. So our job. So I always laugh. Well, it's a look ahead for this team. Look ahead. Travis Kelce, even one of the best players in the league, Cam. I remember last year he was on McAfee show on a Tuesday. Pat said to him, hey, you got the Chargers this week. And he said, do we? He didn't know. He said, oh, we do. I had the Chargers. That's a division rival, even. Like, he didn't know. He said, oh, do we? Huh? I saw an interview with Tyreek Hill the other day. How does it feel? Blah, blah. You're playing against the Patriots in week one. He basically didn't know. He's like, well, whoever we play, I look forward to showcasing my skills. He doesn't give a crap who's on the schedule. He's getting paid. He's going to try to play and make plays. And like,
I got to tell you, Tyreek Hill, like, for his podcast and all the things he's doing, for such a great combo with Mahomes, he throws him under the bus quite a bit. It's like, dude, relax. Like, you know, he's just – I know you want to big up Tua, but there's no need to throw down Pat. Like, he threw you some good balls, bro. Like, he's very outspoken about that guy. I don't know what happened between those.
Mahomes got to have a chip on his shoulder this. I talked to someone from KC today, Cam, actually.
You're damn right he is. People are, like, taking shots at this guy. He's going to remember.
Mahomes is hearing all of this. Oh, yes, Burrow's better than him. I'd rather have this guy over him. And people are on to him. And, Mahomes, he's not going to be the same without Tyreek Hill. Guys, stop poking the bear with Mahomes, man.
Exactly. He's having a nap. Don't wake him up.
Kid's a superstar. don't upset him, man. Like, just shh. You know what I mean?
I agree.
They're dangerous. All right, so Nationals are beating the Mariners still. You believe this?
Yeah.
Wow, 1-0 in the eighth inning.
Hey, don't worry, buddy. I'm on the Padres. I had the Guardians last night. Great pick, Cam. And then what, all of a sudden I go to the Padres? Yeah. Cleveland just wins. Like, the Padres are – Gabe, that team's got problems.
Going in the wrong direction, that team, man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
What about the Reds and Phillies? Big price here, 255. This is Zurich Airlines against Sanchez. What?
Oh, yeah, that guy, Zuch. Zuch used to pitch for the Jays. He's Zuch. Like, he's the mop-up guy. He comes in and picks up the slop. I'm going to that game.
The Orioles. You got to go back to the Orioles. They're +1.5. It's -165 tonight. I keep taking them on the run line. They always win all the time.
I would take the +1.5. I got a feeling the White Sox might squeak it out with Giolito tonight. But the Orioles, we won them last night and we won.
Yeah, the Jays just murdered the Red Sox pitching, Cam. It's evident, bro.
They own them. I don't know who this Bellows guy is.
It's like a softball game.
Over, too. Berrios can get hit hard, too. Lots of runs in that park. You see the way these guys operate.
Remember, he was their hot prospect, but he's not that good. might be their prospect. He's not. I like the Jays. I'll play the Jays again.
I will, too. Jays, we'll find a dance partner with the Rays, maybe the Phillies. And actually, Gabe, I'm going to go against my guy tonight. And Singer's been great to me. I usually bet him every start. But if you've taken a look at Zach Gallen's of fun for the Diamondbacks, take a look at his numbers. Guy's having one of the best underrated seasons in baseball.
No, I know.
He talks about this guy. He's wicked. I like the D-backs. Sorry, Parker.
Rays and Cardinals. I don't think Parker's here today. That. He would have chirped off by now.
But he would have chirped out the Len Dawson. You're right. Yeah. A lot of Kansas City stuff. Who's pitching? You know, Pharrell's brother?
Actually,
El Pharrell for the Cubs.
You know how you find out very quickly if Parker's here or not? The Kansas City Chiefs suck rocks. No. Not
he's
here.
He's gone. You're right. He's out the building.
You want to hear Parker's? There's no way in hell we're going to the NFL draft in KC.
Yeah.
No, he's not here.
Yeah.
He's not here.
Oh, hey, there's tumbleweed. He's back.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Are you in a bathroom, Parker? What's going on?
Yeah, you hiding? Yeah, what are you doing?
What's going on here?
Oh, so you're on the can. Okay.
They do suck.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Morency, kicking it with Rage Reddit, Cam Stewart. Taking a look at a baseball card tonight. Another chalky night here tonight with a lot of big favorites. And a couple of games that there should be some runs put up on the board. But we'll get back to the baseball right now. Ooh, Cam, the Mariners have tied the game, buddy. 1-1.
Ooh. It's going to be a tight race. It's wild card coming right down to the wire.
I don't have any action.
No, I didn't touch them.
I just want the Mariners because I got the win total and I have them to make the playoffs. So that's one good thing about betting futures. Even if you don't have it, it's like, oh, let's go. Get me closer.
Exactly.
Sweating out Colorado, man. I know it's going to come down to the wire. Let's bring in Dubsy right now. Dubsy, what's going on, Dubsy?
Boys, the golf, the final event for the Tour Championship here on the PGA Tour. Big announcements coming this morning, the PGA Tour. We've now got 12 elevated events next season, $20 million prize purses. The Player Impact Program changing to reward the needle movers on the tour. This is all what Mickelson said we've got to do the last 3 or 4 years, reward the guys who are looking after the PGA Tour. Another big news, I heard you boys touch on it earlier on the show there, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, announcing their stadium golf kicking off in 2024. We're going to have 15 events, short game challenges, simulated golf. So, you know, this could be one of the best things that has come from a pretty crazy and wacky season. The whole Live Series, we're like, oh no, it's going to ruin the PGA Tour. If anything, I mean, 12 months ago, if you told me this is where we're going to look in 12 months' time, more money, higher price purse events. We're going towards a younger demographic with stadium golf. I would have been pretty chuffed, boys. So I think it's
Liv
a win.
Did them a favor. Liv gave them the push they needed. That's all it was. Competition made them wake up. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. And the tour's looking pretty good, boys. We still got all the talent there. Guys like Ricky Fowler, we're going to see at all these big events next season, because it's not now, you know, the guys who are clickbait, you know, dominating social media. It's the guys who get the most internet searches popping up on the broadcast. We'll see the best of the best golfers and guys like Ricky, the guys we're used to seeing the last 5 or 10 years out there on the tour. So I think it's fantastic, boys. Is it too much golf? Maybe. I've got to find out more about this Stadium Golf Series. 15 events. It's a big commitment playing on Monday nights. How the logistics going to work? Because Monday, we're usually at the golf course playing a practice round. Are these guys going to take it seriously? Because, look, when I see quarterbacks playing golf in Vegas, when I see exhibition live-style events, and we haven't got that cutthroat competition, sometimes you lose me. As much as I want to see Tiger Woods and Roy McIlroy playing a little hidden giggle, I need that competition in my life, boys. But, yeah, look, a crazy season, a great event coming up this week for the Tour Championship at Eastlake, a very tough golf course. Can Scottie Scheffler cap off an amazing year thus far? He's got the inside lane starting at 10 under par.
I think, Dubsy, as far as the virtual stuff and the TGL, I think the players will want to be involved with it, especially the younger players that like video games and that, you know, are sort of into technology. You look at NASCAR. Very, very popular, dude. The NASCAR drivers racing simulated races, dude, during the pandemic, they did that. And they, like, it's the same thing. And people loved it. The drivers like it too. The drivers were down. They like it. They have fun with it. Cause they're all these younger kids, man, they all grew up on this type of stuff. And as far as the Monday nights, Dubsy, don't look at it so much. So it's, it's a sports competition. It's a TV show. Trust me, as sports bettors, we know people want content, especially in the offseason, especially after like the January. They know what they're doing, man. Football playoffs starting, it's winding down. Boom, Monday Night Football is over. People, hey, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? You got Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
All right. You're not a wrestling fan. What else is on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tired of college basketball. What else is there? Dude, it's for ratings. And another way, too, this keeps Tiger Woods involved in golf. He sounds very excited about participating and playing in this and being at the forefront of taking this. I would have bet against them, man. I think it has all the elements to be very successful, Dubsy, their stadium tour. It's going to be very cool.
To that point, Morenci, I don't think we could have had a better outcome. The whole thing that Liv has shown us is that the players want to show that lighter side to fans. They want to have a good time, drink a couple of beers, but we can't really get that on the PGA Tour. So now we've still got the serious golf element, and now we're going to get, you know, to see Rory's, Tiger's having a good time. And look, it's TGL.
Spieth, I guarantee you, Spieth will do this.
Yeah, Spieth will be down with this. I'd love to see him, you know, try and bring in the ladies' side of the game, some of the championship guys. But I mean, you know, the big thing in the last 10 years is Top Golf. That has been a smashing success.
If they can start building
arenas around the country, you know, Tiger Woods is going to have the commission here, because he's got these Pop Stroke mini putting little outlets all over the country. I think he'll theme those into this. And this is something. If I was in Las Vegas, I'd go play arena golf where they had, you know, the Vegas Classic with Tiger Woods taking on Rory. I'd absolutely be there. So I think we're ticking all the boxes. The only thing is the golfers want to play a little less. They'll be playing a little more, but hey, now they're getting the bag. So they're all going to be happy showing up.
Yeah, but they want to play a little less, hang around with a bunch of slag sponsors and drag out for 5 days like me and Cam were talking about, and luncheons and stuff.
Yeah.
This is different. It's like, no, man, we're going to Mandalay Bay at the arena, man. We're going to do some trick shots and we're playing for a couple of million. You know what I mean? It's going to be cool.
We're not hanging out with the stiffs from RBC. Oh, okay, Hank.
Yes, sir.
On me tonight?
Golf with the vice president in the morning again. It's like, oh.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this guy is such a chop. I can't believe I'm wasting my time. Yeah, exactly.
How about this, guys, before we get to the picks this week? But how about Vancouver's? You're going to be hot to hear about her, Kip. Vancouver's Lucy Lin has made golf history. 12 years old. Lin qualified for the CP Women's Open in Ottawa, making her the youngest female golfer ever to qualify for Canada's top women's pro golf event. Dubsy, 12 years old. She's an absolute phenom.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, boys. I turn it back to when I was caddying and we had a lady come onto the scene who broke that record. It sounds like it's been shattered. It was a young Lydia Ko. I remember seeing her at the golf course, barely up to my chest with these big Coke bottle glasses. I'm like, how is she shooting under par? She can barely bust it, you know, 150, 170 yards. But that is the beauty of golf and the ladies' side of the game. It's more artistry than the power side we see on the men. So that's an amazing effort. You'd love to see the young phenom keep it up and, you know, have a similar trajectory, get onto the LPGA, win majors, win opens. But, yeah, special stuff. I can only imagine there wouldn't be a lot of schoolwork going on. It'd be at the golf course every single day just working on that game. But, hey, it's paying off.
I don't know, man. I bet you Lucy Lynn's parents are pretty academically driven as well.
Yeah.
You could do it all. Don't shoot 69 and give you an A+. Yeah.
No, she's not skipping school, smoking a bowl, and like playing going.
No, that's not
behind behind the caddy yard. Yeah, that was dumb.
So, hey, all right. Okay, so I had Feinberg on last night, Cam. And funny, I asked Feinberg, I said, well, what do you think, Jeff? He's a big golf guy. He goes, I'm all in football mode. To me, golf season's over. I don't understand.
Really?
Three. So what's different about this? He said, like a three goes, I don't know. He goes, there's a three stroke something. I don't know, man. It sounded like he goes, I took Rory. That's it. He goes, he sort of mumbled and he goes, for the record, I took Rory McIlroy at 13-1.
Well, basically, Dubs, you'll explain it, Gabe, but Scheffler's number one. He stops at 10. Then it goes to
what's the format?
Zalatoris was gone. He withdrew. So the next guy is six, and then they play. So it's a staggered start. That's basically the way
correct.
It works.
We're seeding the golfers because we turn it back 5 years. We had two races going on, one for the FedEx Cup champion and then one for the tournament to win the Tour Championship. And it's too confusing. When we watch the tournament, we want to know whoever's up top of the leaderboard, they win everything on Sunday afternoon. So prior to teeing off on Thursday, Scheffler starts at 10 under par. He is rewarded for having a fantastic season. Cantlay goes off at 8 under, then 6 under, 5 under. We start grouping the guys in fives there. But some of these golfers are teeing off 10 shots behind Scotty Scheffler on a very tough golf course. When he's at 10 under par, winning score is probably going to be 21 under. So we got to stay towards the top of the board. I would entertain maybe 4 under par. Sam Burns at 5 under par. That's got my attention, especially at 20-1. Yes. But as we saw from Patrick Cantlay last year, he teed off first and he got it done on Sunday afternoon. You need a front runner.
It's like a handicap.
He's enjoyed it. It's exactly what it is, Branson. It exactly is.
You're gonna love the pick.
You could have saved us a lot of time, Dubsy. It's a handicap.
Well, they seeded him. They seeded him. That's the beauty of golf.
But they also have a tournament game minus the strokes. You can bet this tournament both ways. I'll explain on the radio show tonight because it's not very easy for people to understand. Three guys.
It says Tour Championship. Scotty Scheffler plus 200. So he's he's got the head start, right?
Yes. Guys, close. Your guy, Xander. Jeff's guy, Rory. And Dubsy's guy, Burns.
Boom, boom, boom.
Three pack this week. Only three. You get three. That's all you get. You can't bet anymore.
I like that, Cam. And I'll throw a couple more at you. The market Cam was talking about was the low score for 72 holes. So we're going to have an even slate. I like Adam Scott at 33-1 to go low for this one. And don't sleep on Sahith Theegala. 80-1 amongst a smaller 29-man field on a really long golf course. He's been playing fantastic. He's starting too far back to get the outright win. To be a low scorer through 72 holes, 80-1 amongst a small field. Sahith Theegala.
And big Atlanta Brave fan, Georgia Bulldog. He might be from Austria. Oh, hefty Sepp Straka, 120-1. Watch out. He's an Atlanta guy. Loves the course. Watch out for Sepp Straka. Attention. Yeah, big Atlanta Braves fan. He's from the University of Georgia, even though
like
he's from Austria.
But he's from Belgium? Oh, he's Austrian?
Okay, Austria. Yeah.
But he went to Georgia, so he became a Braves fan.
Yeah, he's a big Atlanta guy, so he knows Eastlake really well. So
I've had enough of the Georgia Bulldogs. It's enough.
Have you?
It was last year. It's over.
What are you talking about?
Taking the Ducks plus 17.5.
It's okay.
But that's going to be a great way to catch up.
I'm saying the Georgia love is over. The Georgia love is over. That, it was last year they had all that run, Kim. Are Georgia golfers still killing it now?
They're doing fine. So who's your Oregon Duck golfer? You're an Aaron Wise guy. Wise Potato Chips. Quack. He's an Oregon Duck.
I don't know. I don't know if they have any. Yeah, Wise, that's it. I know Michigan doesn't.
No, Michigan's got nobody.
I'm going with Xander Schauffele.
That's the play.
Hey, he's proven me to be a dummy. Xander Schauffele has found that killer instinct, boys. I mean, Cantlay teeing off at 8 under par, that also scares me. He's got good vibes on this course. He looked like Paddy Ice, Paddy Terminator, again there last Sunday in the white suit pants. So I'm not big on those two guys. Why? Because they do it in a boring way. But look, if you want to make money, boring's good. Paddy Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, they could be a problem for this one on Sunday. Again, I'm only looking at the top six guys here, and they all fall in there. Willie Z, disappointing. He's not pegging it up because so much money on the line. $18 million going to your winner. Willie Z, who's not even playing, he's going to get $500,000 for, you know, coming in last place this week. So is it the best playoffs we could have for
golf? Should have put on some beef. Should have put on some beef and worried about those herniated discs.
Yeah, poor fella. I mean, he's had such
a long wins one tournament and he gets soft already, huh? Weak.
Yeah, you saw him. Oh, my back.
I blame his wife again. Oh, maybe you shouldn't play, honey. You know, take it easy. We just won. No, listen. If he's not playing for $18 million, he must be hurt, bro.
He is hurt. Yeah. He had the trainers out there. They were working him over good. Trust me. He's got a
reason. Hey, did he hook his caddy up? Did he hook his buddy up?
We have to find that out. You better give him an envelope.
He did the back lifting the trophy 2 weeks ago, boys. It was 30 pounds. He went to lift. Oh, no, me back. I'm done.
He's actually put on a little muscle. Hey, back off.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Smoke it up a little bit.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's let the fun and games begin here, literally and figuratively. Time to log in. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the donuts. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays. Okay, the Blue Jays just dominate these guys. They own the Boston Red Sox. It really is crazy. It's like a softball game or something like that when they play Boston in Boston. They're -154. Not too bad. Barrios on the hill here against Bello. Give me the Toronto Blue Jays at -154. I'm going to take the Baltimore Orioles plus a run and a half. And I'm going to parlay the Tampa Bay Rays and the St. Louis Cardinals. And what's that? That is plus 102, Ken. A little plus money right there. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot with the White Sox minus 116, but I don't mind your Baltimore 1.5. I think it's going to be a close game. I kind of like Giolito tonight. Going back to the Blue Jays with Berrios, minus 154, over 9.5 as well, but more on the Jays. Arizona Diamondbacks with gallons of fun over my boy Singer. Singer's been great, but I like the Diamondbacks tonight at minus 130. And Minnesota Twins +1.5 sprinkle, +194 dog o' the night against Houston. That's what I got.
All right, we'll have more picks. Coming up with the later games. Like I said, there's a few parlay opportunities, or there's a lot of underdog opportunities here.
This I agree. Evening.
And are you kidding me? I haven't had problems, and now I am. Come on, son of a man. We are confirming your location. Normally, I don't have this problem on my phone. Now I do. Like, are you like really?
Cardinals, Rays, Phillies. I don't know. You know what? I am going to put a parlay together with those guys. See what it pays.
What's your parlay?
I'm going to do a three banger. Phillies, just for fun. Rays, Cardinals. What do you think it pays? Probably about +200 or something. +181.
I don't think that much. Yeah. +181. Huh? I'm going to keep it simple. What do we got? We said the Rays and Cardinals. Rays and Cardinals, +102.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.